In Victoria, one couple is currently flying a swastika flag above their house, prompting calls to ban the public display of the symbol altogether. Several residents in the small town of Beulah are dismayed and have complained to the police, but it's unclear whether there's any law that's actually being broken. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
A Nazi flag flying high above the home of a Victorian couple has been met with disgust and outrage. Jeremy Jones is the Director of International and Community Affairs at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, and he says it's a violent gesture.
There is absolutely no question that the swastika flag flown by the Nazis represented a philosophy of not only racism but genocidal racism.
Photos published in the Age newspaper show the flag adorned with a swastika and other Nazi symbols on top of a flagpole at a home in Beulah in the state's west. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says he's disgusted by the flag.
The people who are displaying that despicable flag, it is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And if there's any decency in that household, they will take that flag down immediately.
He says Victoria's parliamentary inquiry into racial vilification laws will focus on anti-Semitic behaviour. Victoria Police has confirmed it has received complaints about the flag and it is investigating. But it's becoming clear neither police nor the state has the power to remove it. Victorian Attorney General Jill Hennessy spoke to Melbourne's 3AW this morning.
The state of the current law probably does not provide Victoria Police or any other state agency with the legal power to be able to take proactive action in respect of the Nazi flag.
In Germany, displaying Nazi symbols can lead to a prison sentence, but there's no such law in Australia.
We don't interfere with people flying their flags.
Felicity Gerry QC is a professor of law at Deakin University. She says although the flag itself is not illegal, such a demonstration can prompt police to investigate those who are flying the flag to see how extreme their views are and what other political activities they're involved in.
Whilst of itself it may not be unlawful, it does give at least some suspicion that something is going on that would trigger an investigation. And that might be true of any extreme flag, whether that's an ISIS flag or a Nazi flag. What you have to think about here is what the consequences of doing that are.
Professor Gerry says terrorism laws must balance free speech and the rights of people not to feel offended or threatened.
Flag flying in many ways is just a little bit sad. And what we really have to think about is, do we have appropriate state powers to deal with problems within a state? Is the flying of a Nazi flag a significant problem? Or are we actually considering terrorist conduct, criminal conduct involving violence and serious property damage?
But Jeremy Jones from the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council says the brazen display reflects a rise in anti-Semitism.
Unfortunately, what we've seen in many countries around the world in recent times has been people who may have harboured despicable views, who may have been already anti-Semitic, hating Jews, hating any other group in society, have been much more open in their expression of these views, and there have also been horrific actions taken by people infected by these views.
That report by Bridget Fitzgerald with additional reporting by Julia Andre.